I'm Peter Vila. I'm a professor in the Environmental Studies Department.
And you are overseeing the new agriculture program aimed for veterans?
Yes, we have a variety of academic programs that we've started. Two four-year programs have an RBA emphasis. So you have an RBA degree, it's a four-year degree that you can bring in life experiences to complete coursework at Shepherd University. The two are agriculture entrepreneurship, and the other one is agricultural sustainable production. So depending on whether you like the business side or you like the growing side, you would choose one or the other. The third four-year program is a concentration in the environmental studies program, and you would have a degree in environmental studies, but with a concentration in sustainable agricultural production. And these courses would include a variety of courses with, like, for example, integrated pest management, sustainable agriculture, and other internship courses. You would work with other farmers and or at Tabor Farm with a farm manager, etc. We have two certificate programs, and those two certificates are, again, mirroring the four-year programs, are the a certificate in agricultural sustainable agricultural production and a certificate in agricultural entrepreneurship.
Now explain how Tabler Farm is going to fit into this program and how it will be utilized for it.
Well, Tabler Farm is actually instrumental in it because without a farm you can't grow, so you have to have the land. It's a beautiful piece of land that's next to Shepherd, so it's easy to access. It's a plot of land that has electricity and well, and we're going to develop those for the program. That's part of the new initiative. So we're going to be utilizing Tabler as the field work, laboratory work, and where we're going to create this this whole program.
What kinds of things will you do there?
Well, a variety of things. One of the first things we're going to do is set up hoop houses, which are essentially greenhouses that in which we can extend the growing season earlier in the spring and later in the fall. That's what we'll use to start plants that we'll plant in the field. And we're going to showcase and learn a variety of sustainable agricultural practices for different vegetable crops is the focus in the beginning. And the production is all going to be focused on organic, small-scale, sustainable production for vegetables and other types of plants that would be very suitable for small-scale users.
Explain the connection with the West Virginia National Guard and the veterans and how that factors into the new program.
Well, initially this program was really started as a Veterans to Agricultural program to get veterans who are now out of the service to actually start a career. And what this does, it does a couple of things. One, it starts them on a career in agriculture, and it doesn't have to be specifically growing. It could be the business side, could be the distribution side of agriculture. So there's many avenues in which food products and food services contribute to society. So there's plenty of jobs there. And the focus is then to create an environment that focuses the whole industry in small scale, very productive sites. And veterans come into play because they're focused on getting new jobs, and they're now entering, I think, a very exciting aspect of growing food for West Virginia. It doesn't have to be just for veterans. This program is open to all people who are interested in the community on sustainable agriculture. But there has been an emphasis on veterans, as Shepherd University does have a strong veterans presence, and that's one of the ways we can contribute to veterans affairs.